B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus B. That's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone. So come along. Learn some grammar. Learn a phrase. Learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, cause here we go. A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H. I'm on A plus English.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Winnie.
And we are talking about a big adventure in today's literature article.
I love adventure.
Well, what is the best adventure you've ever been on?
I think, like, every time when you try to go to a different country, mm-hmm. and you don't really, like, do homework, you don't really research.
That's kind of a scary adventure.
Yeah, but you can, like, ask around and, like, mm-hmm. hey, where's the best place to go? Where's mm-hmm. the best restaurant?
Okay.
That's, like, fun adventure for me.
That is the opposite of adventure for me. I like to plan my adventures.
Yeah.
One of the best adventures I've been on was a really long train trip from England to Russia. It was really long.
It was 英国到俄罗斯. That's like the whole continent.
The whole continent, yeah.
That's so cool.
Some of it was really fun and some of it was really scary. So it was a real adventure.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we are going to be talking about a cool adventure in today's article, so let's get started.
Gulliver's Travels.
Gulliver loves to travel. On one trip, his ship sinks. Gulliver wakes up on the island of Lilliput. Hundreds of tiny people are all around him. They tie him up with ropes.
Please let me go,
Gulliver says.
I won't hurt you. You can live in our country,
says the Emperor of Lilliput.
But be careful not to break anything.
Gulliver likes living in Lilliput. Many people come to see him and give him food and drink. One day, however, terrible news arrives.
The Blefuscudians are coming. They have hundreds of ships.
The Emperor of Lilliput turns to Gulliver.
Can you help us?
He asks.
Word power!
Wake up. Wake up. Wake. Woke. Woken. Pauline wakes up at 7 a.m. every morning. Pauline wakes up at 7 a.m. every morning. Tiny. Tiny. This bag is tiny. Only my phone, keys, and wallet fit in it. This bag is tiny. Only my phone, keys, and wallet fit in it. Drink. Drink. Sorry, you can't bring food or drink on this train. Sorry, you can't bring food or drink on this train. Arrive. Arrive. When news about Jenna and Justin's new baby arrived, everyone celebrated. When news about Jenna and Justin's new baby arrived, everyone celebrated.
认识智慧.
Emperor.
In the first line of our article, we meet the main character in the book, and it says here, Gulliver, that's his name, Gulliver loves to travel.
Gulliver, so 隔裂佛，这里我们看到 travel 就是旅行。Many people love to travel,、mm-hmm. and a lot of people love to travel abroad. 我们可以加上 abroad 这个副词，表示出国旅行。So we usually travel abroad by plane,、mm-hmm. but Gulliver travels on a ship, though.
That's right. This story was actually written a long time
right,
ago.
There's、
so、
no there plane.
More planes back then. But it says here, on one trip, his ship sinks.
Oh no, sink 是下沉，沉船。Did Gulliver make it?
Don't worry, Winnie, he's fine. It says here, Gulliver wakes up on the island of Lilliput. Now what is he doing here? He's waking up.、Mm. Now wake up is a phrase. It's spelled W-A-K-E, that's the first word, wake. And then the second word, up, U-P, up.So let's find out more about what this word means. All right, we are talking about the phrase wake up. Now, when you wake up, you stop sleeping, open your eyes, and notice the world around you again. You can also wake another person up. And when you do this, you make that other person stop sleeping. Now, I don't really like it when people wake me up. I like staying in bed. Here's an example.Pauline wakes up at 7 a.m. every morning. Pauline wakes up at 7 a.m. every morning.
Wake up 就是固定搭配的一个动词片语，意思就是醒来，就是哦，一大早醒来那时候。中间可以加上人，变成 wake somebody up， 表示叫醒某人。还有另外一个动词片语是 get up， 意思很类似，就是一样是起床，但具体一点是特别指下床。So you might wake up on the bed、mm-hmm. and use your phone for a while before you get up、mm-hmm.。所以我们再看到例句是 Pauline 每天早上都是七点钟起来。That's pretty early.
That's early. That's what time I wake up.
Oh, that's early.
Yeah, I like to get up early. Not many people do, but all right. Well, he's on this island. It's called Lilliput, and he has no idea where he is, but he's also a bit confused when he sees what happens next. It says hundreds of tiny people are all around him.
That's scary.
A little bit. Well, they're very tiny, so maybe they're not very dangerous. Mm. But what do we mean by this adjective tiny? It's spelled T-I-N-Y, tiny. Let's find out what it means. Okay, let's talk about the adjective tiny. Now, when we describe something as tiny, we are saying that thing is very small. So think about an elephant and a mouse.Now, of course, we know that elephants are very, very big. If you put a mouse next to the elephant, you would say that mouse is very, very small. You could also call it tiny. Here's an example. This bag is tiny. Only my phone, keys, and wallet fit in it. This bag is tiny. Only my phone, keys, and wallet fit in it.
Tiny 是形容词，用来形容超小，比 small 小还要更小，就是很迷你。中文可以说微小的、极小的。像 Aaron 老师有举例，把老鼠摆在大象旁边，我们就可以用 tiny 来形容老鼠。或者我们看到例句也是这个袋子很小，只放得进手机、钱包、钥匙。That's basically what all you need, right?
Phone yeah, I guess. Yeah, phone keys and wallet.
而课文这边用 hundreds of 来修饰这些迷你的人。How many are hundreds of?People. Let's find out more in Magic Box.
Magic Box, 找亮点
A whole new world. 啊、oh, ，不好意思，又是我啦。才貌双全的假死门 Jasmine 小公举。哎，前阵子、啊、我去探访民间，我竟然发现 ，Oh my God, I have millions of fans.你没听错，不是几百个 not hundreds， 也不是几千个 not thousands， 而是我有好几百万的粉丝。I have millions of fans， 而且他们竟然还成立了 Jasmine 公举粉丝会呢。哦、oh, ，我刚刚是不是有讲了一个你们不太会用的英文呢 ？I'm sorry， 没有关系，我知道我有着非比寻常的智慧，让我来解释给你们听哦。OK， 我们来看一下 ，hundred 就是百 ，thousand 就是千，还有 million 就是百万。这些呢，一般有两种常见的用法，一个是 单数的形式再加上名词，比方像是 I have $200， 意思就是我有200元。注意哦，这里的 hundred 是不加 s 的哦。那另外一个用法则是复数的形式，然后再接 of， 然后后面接名词或是代名词，比方像是 hundreds of people went to the concert， 意思就是好几百人去演唱会。那这样的用法我们就可以在 hundred 后面加 s。不过你是不是很好奇，为什么200元不能说成 $200？ 哎，原来呢，第一种的用法就是我刚刚有提到 6,000 6,000 500 500或是 3,000,000 就是300万，后面为什么都不加 s？ 因为它们是当作形容才用，修饰后面的名词，所以像是 6,000 people 就是指6,000个人，所以 6,000 是修饰后面的名词 people。另外呢，透露一个比较好记的方式啊，就是当 100,000 million 这些字的前面有数字的时候，其实就不要在字尾加 s 哦。好，再看一下第二种用法哦。像是呢，这个 hundreds of, thousands of, 或是 millions of, OK, 就是好几百、好几千、好几百万。这里呢，因为 hundred 跟 thousand 是当作名词来用，所以是可以加 s 的。因此呢，大家也可以这样记哦。当 hundred 跟 thousand 还有 million 前面没有数字，你这个字尾呢就可以加 s 了。OK, 那虽然从字面上 thousands of 是好几千个，但是呢，其实它有时候也可以用来表示难以计算或是数不清很多很多这样的意思哦。所以口语我们常常这样子用。比方昨天我又听到，哦，这个神灯精灵好像又在唱歌，烦死了。他又没有唱得我好听啊，我就对他说咯， Stop singing that song. You've sung it hundreds of times already today.他这里并不是真的在说精灵他唱了好几百遍，而是有种夸张的口吻说，哦，我听了你整天唱这首歌 N 次了，我都快受不了了，这样的感觉哦。好了，贴心的小公主我呢要做个小总结哦，记住一个口诀就不会把 hundred 或是 hundreds of 的用法搞混，有 s 就有 of， 没有 s 就没有 of。OK, 有数字在 hundred, thousand, million 前面的话，没有 s, 也没有 off 哦，简单吗？
A whole new world. All right, Winnie. So before when I said maybe they're not dangerous because they're tiny.
It is dangerous. They are dangerous.
I might have been wrong. It says here, they tie him up with ropes.
Oh, no.Tie up 表示绑起来。我们可以把东西绑起来 so you tie up.All newspapers and take them out,把旧报纸绑起来拿回去回收之类的，或者像课文是 tie somebody up, 把人绑起来，或者被动也很常见。So Gulliver is tied up by the tiny people, so
yeah,
he couldn't move.
He can't move at all. He can't move at all. Now this is one of the pictures from this storybook thatI remember is seeing Gulliver on the ground with all the tiny people putting ropes around him. But it says here he's going to start talking. He says, please let me go, Gulliver says.
Let me go, 就是让我走的意思。
Of course, that's what I would say.
Yeah.
All right, well, here we're going to meet a new character in the story. And this character is called the Emperor. So an emperor is kind of like a person who is in charge of an area, like a king, similar to that. Okay, and he says...I won't hurt you.
所以有个人说话，他说 I won't hurt you. Hurt 这个动词表示伤害，后面常接可能加上反身代名词，就像是 Don't hurt yourself when you cut the bread. 不要伤到自己了。所以这个人说我不会伤害你。So this person is the emperor.
That's right.
That's the king. 有点像是国王或是皇帝那样子的角色。
Okay, so he continues talking and he says...You can live in our country, says the emperor of Lilliput.
所以这里我们讲到终于解释到这个 emperor 就是这个离离普岛的皇帝或是君王。那这个他这个国王说诶格利佛你可以留下来住在这里。That's very nice.But there are all tiny people on the island.
I guess so, or maybe Gulliver is just really, really big. Who knows? you know, it could be anything. Who knows what happens in Lilliput, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's going to continue talking, the emperor. Before he said, I won't hurt you, you can live in our country. And now he says, but be careful not to break anything.
That's important.
He's a lot bigger, right?
Yeah, yeah. And many, like, tiny houses, he might just, like, step on us.
Yeah.
所以他来到这个小人国，国王就赶快补了一句说，欸，可以留下来，但是不要破坏任何东西哦。So Gulliver can stay and live with these tiny people, but he needs to be careful.
That is right.Okay, so a little bit later in time, we go a bit forward in the future here, and it says, Gulliver likes living in Lilliput.
Oh, that's nice. So, 记得有些动词后面我们可以加 to V, 原形动词或是 V-I-N-G 都对。像 like 就是其中一个例子。你可以说 Gulliver likes to live in Lilliput, or he likes living there.
That's right.
意思都是格列佛就喜欢住在这座岛上。So, he's enjoying himself.
Exactly. Now, you can imagine that in a country full of very tiny people, a big giant person is very strange, right?
It is.
Okay, so obviously people are interested in Gulliver and they want to kind of come and see what he looks like, right? And it says many people come to see him and give him food and drink. All right, now we did see another word power word in there. That's the noun drink. It's spelled D-R-I-N-K, drink. Let's find out what this word means.All right, let's talk about the noun drink here. Drink can be a countable and uncountable noun. In our article, we used it as an uncountable, and that's just talking about all sort of drinks together. Now, a countable noun is a drink as a drink, is some type of liquid that you can put in your mouth and then swallow into your body, such as water. Now, other types of drinks are milk,coffee, tea, juice, and soda. Now, when we talk about all of these drinks kind of together, we just use the uncountable version, just drink with no S. Here's an example of that here. Sorry, you can't bring food or drink on this train. One more time. Sorry, you can't bring food or drink on this train.
我们学过 drink 当动词就是喝的意思。drink 呢，这里是名词的用法，泛指任何饮料啊、饮品，任何可以喝进肚子的，我们都可以用 drink 来通称。所以我们可能就可以说 ，What's your favorite drink? What's your favorite drink, Erin?
I would say maybe tea.
Tea, yeah, I love tea too. 所以最喜欢的饮料我们就可以这样说，或者也可以搭配其他形容词，例如 a hot drink like hot chocolate or a cool drink. 那例句则是说，欸，不好意思，不行，我们这个列车上不能携带任何的食物或是饮料，就用到这个字啦。
Okay, so obviously, Winnie, life seems pretty good here for Gulliver, but life isn't always perfect.
No.
And of course, in all of our stories, something bad usually happens at some point. And that's where we are now. It says, one day, however, terrible news arrives. Okay, so let's talk about this word arrive. It's a verb. It's spelled A-R-R-I-V-E, arrive. And we're going to find out its meaning now.All right, let's talk about the verb arrive. Now, when you arrive in a place, you get to the place that you want to go. For instance, every morning I leave my house. I get on the bus and then I get off the bus and walk to my office. Now, when I get to the office, I can say that I arrive at the office. I get there. Here's an example. When news about Jenna and Justin's new baby arrived,Everyone celebrated. When news about Jenna and Justin's new baby arrived, everyone celebrated.
Arrive 本身就有抵达的意思哦，在这里特别是指听到或是接到像是消息啊或是命令等等。除了指人抵达某处，比方像刚刚说抵达办公室，我们也可以用事物当主词，表示某事物送达。例如 ，The presents arrived a few days before my birthday. 礼物在生日几天前送达。A terrible news arrives， 也就是听到或是接到噩耗。像例句呢，则是好消息啦，就是 Jenna 跟 Justin 的新生儿报。报道，大家知道这些消息以后，大家都为这个消息庆祝。
Okay, now Winnie, here is the point in the story.
Yeah, what's the terrible news?
Where I'm gonna have to say something that I don't really know how to say.
Okay.
So just bear with me, okay?
Sure, sure.
Here's the terrible news. It says, the blef... Blefuscudians are coming.
Blefuscudians. Mm. 布列夫斯古国.
Even hard to say in Chinese.
Yeah, it's long. Mm-hmm. So what's so bad about them coming, though?
Well, I guess, you know, they must be an enemy of the tiny people, I guess. Yeah, the Lilliputians. All right, but let's find out more about this terrible news. It says they have hundreds of ships.
Oh. 这里有没有看到 hundreds of 表示上百艘的船? That sounds bad.
Mm-hmm. Not great news, especially for these tiny, tiny people.
Yeah.
I guess if they're enemies, that's not good news at all. It says here, the emperor of Lilliput turns to Gulliver.
Turn to, 不是真的转向 Gulliver 啦、mm-hmm. 意思是求助于某人。不过你想想，当你要要求，要问别人，请别人帮忙的时候，一定要先转向这个人，对吧？所以皇帝就去找格列佛帮忙。Since he's the biggest person on the island,
he is、
right?
the biggest person on the island. They says they might think, oh, Gulliver will save us. And that's exactly what he asks. He asks, can you help us? He asks.
Can he? Will he? We'll have to find it out tomorrow.
Of course we're not going to tell you that today. We want you to come back tomorrow. But we aren't finished with today's article yet. We have a review time coming up, so stay tuned for that.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽
All right, welcome back to review time. Today is one of my favorite days. It's riddle time!
Yay! I love riddles too.
Okay, Winnie, I feel like you're gonna be okay with these.
Yeah?
So let's just get started, okay? Number one, I am something you put in your body...You can't eat me, though. I go into your mouth, but you don't need your teeth to chew me. What am I?
可以，我不能吃、And I don't need my teeth.
No.
But they go into my
mouth. Goes into your body. Mm-hmm.
You drink it?
You do drink it.
So it's a drink.
That's right. All right, so she got there by using the verb for drink, but we were looking for the noun.
Yes.
Okay, here's number two.I am something you have to do every morning or every day. Now, many people don't like to do me, especially when a loud alarm clock rings. What are you doing when you do me?
Oh, I hate it. You have to wake up in the morning.
I know. All right. Well, number three, I am something you can use to talk about things. Now, when you use me...You are saying that something is not very big at all. In fact, if you're me, you're very, very small. What am I?
Very, 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 very small.
Yeah.
So it's tiny.
That's right. Okay.
Yay.
Number four, last one. I am something you do every time you travel to a new place.
Mm-hmm.
I happen when you finish traveling and get where you are going.What are you doing when you do me?
Oh, 这个好绕口哦。So you're traveling、and you get to the place.、So you arrive there.
That's correct,、
Yay!
Winnie. Very good. All right. There are lots more words in that story that you can make riddles for. Why don't you try making some for yourself and testing your friends? But we have to say goodbye today. So we'll see you back here again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Gulliver's Travels.
Gulliver loves to travel. On one trip, his ship sinks. Gulliver wakes up on the island of Lilliput. Hundreds of tiny people are all around him. They tie him up with ropes.
Please let me go,
Gulliver says.
I won't hurt you. You can live in our country,
says the emperor of Lilliput.
But be careful not to break anything.
Gulliver likes living in Lilliput. Many people come to see him and give him food and drink. One day, however, terrible news arrives.
The Blefuscudians are coming. They have hundreds of ships.
The emperor of Lilliput turns to Gulliver.
Can you help us?
He asks.
Yeah!
Wake up. Wake up. Wake, woke, woken. Pauline wakes up at 7 a.m. every morning. Pauline wakes up at 7 a.m. every morning. Tiny. Tiny. This bag is tiny. Only my phone, keys, and wallet fit in it. This bag is tiny. Only my phone, keys, and wallet fit in it. Drink. Drink. Sorry, you can't bring food or drink on this train. Sorry, you can't bring food or drink on this train. Arrive. Arrive. When news about Jenna and Justin's new baby arrived, everyone celebrated. When news about Jenna and Justin's new baby arrived, everyone celebrated.
认识字汇
Emperor